And who cares what happens in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
We never did, and who asked you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
God, fuck you! Call me a bitch, you stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
Coming in the name of...
Madhouse Radio is back.
Good evening, everybody. Hey, hello. Hello there, everybody. Wow, my mic is really loud. Hey, folks. Madhouse Radio is on the air once again, returning triumphantly. We've been missing for 7 days. 7 days. No Madhouse. Now Madhouse is back. And we did that also. Hey! Here with me in, via satellite link up tonight, of course, as always, is none other than Milkman. Milkman, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, what you saying, Carlito?
Yeah!
Man, we ready to get wild and crazy or what?
We're ready to get gay! All right, and Jen. Jen Stewart from.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Oh, good evening, are you okay?
Nice
to be back.
You sound very good. Welcome back.
Thanks, man.
I'm sorry about the Hitler stuff. I always do it to you, and I know you take great offense to that.
You know, it's all right. It's great.
It's all right.
It's
Yeah, I know. You take one for the team. I appreciate it. That's it. No Will here right now. Will is not available yet. I don't know if he's coming over. If he will, he will call, and I will update you about that. I'm sure you're all worried about Will. Don't worry about Will, because where there's a will, there is a way. All right. So here we are. March the 22nd of the year 2007. And there's nothing to talk about in the news. There are rumors that Tony Danza died. Is that correct? I hear people talk. I don't see anything related to that. What's your source about that, Milkman?
Yeah, I heard about that, but I don't know if that's true.
Milkman.
Yeah, it's, what I've heard also, I haven't confirmed it,
okay. But
they're saying maybe it was alcohol poisoning.
I didn't think Tony Danza drank alcohol that much. I didn't see him as an alcoholic, you know? Poor guy. That's sad. Tony Danza from Who's the Boss? I tried to look up a news report about it happening. I didn't see anything about Tony Danza dying. I thought I would have heard about that. So we're not going to break news about that yet. We're holding it off until we get a few confirmations. If you know of a website,
break some wind out there.
Yeah, we'll break some wind, exactly. But if you can send us some proof out there, news-wise, that Tony Danza indeed died this week of alcohol poisoning, let us know, and we'll be the first to let you know here on. What are we on? PC. So we'll let you know there. Other than that, Sanjaya, my friend Mike says, made it to the top 10 in American Idol. I don't know, because I haven't watched American Idol in about 4 years. So there you go. But I've heard the story. I know the Howard Stern show has been behind him getting voted on or something like that. I don't know. If you know about that, you tell me. I know that Jin doesn't know about that because he's in Britain. And Milkman doesn't watch American Idol, so...
Right.
So whatever. Well, there we are.
What's that?
Exactly. You have Pop Idol, don't you, Jen? Is that as big a deal as American Idol is here in America?
I'm not really sure, because, like I say, I don't really watch TV, but they had something called The X Factor. That was pretty big.
What's going on here, Jen? You don't eat candy. You don't watch TV. You don't say white power. What do you... You gotta have some kind of angle here, man. What's going on?
I'm sorry. I guess I'm just a... I'm a bit weird, you know?
Oh, man. Are you into balloons? Sex with balloons?
No, I don't like balloons. No. Not unless they're filled with helium, because they make your voice sound funny. But...
Oh, yeah. You know you can get high that way, too. Watch out with that. Be very careful.
I've never tried it.
You can get killed.
I never got high when I tried it.
Oh, well, I don't get high. Yeah, so yeah, indeed, Jin is, like I said, a cyclist and a vegetarian. and a member of the Labour Party, the new Labour Party. So there we are.
I fucking hate politics, put it that way. I do not believe in compulsory government.
He doesn't vote either, guys. What a horrible, horrible example here of a NATO ally is Jin. He doesn't even eat candy.
Right.
Do you eat pork, at least? Do you eat pork?
Yeah, I eat pork, I eat beef.
All right, good. Well, at least you're not a vegetarian, for God's sake. We got that going for you. All right, so Milkman, what's been going on with your week,
carnival.
Man? Milkman, what do you report, sir?
Come back. You broke up here, man.
I said, what do you report? What's going on with you, friend?
Oh, man, everything's been great, man. It's been a wonderful day today. It was a balmy 88 degrees out today. Busting out all kinds of PCs, man. Going to go kick out on the beach this weekend, man. What do you say, man? Why don't we go snorkeling, man, and cook us up some lobsters, grill them out around the beach. What do you think, B?
I don't like salt water, but that's okay. I like to fish, and I like to be on a boat, but I'm not getting in the water. I'll tell you what. You know, I'll tell you what right now, man.
Here
in Florida, we've got some problems. We've got problems here in Florida. It's so dry out there. We haven't really gotten any good rain. All we get is like an afternoon. We'll get like an afternoon or a early evening drizzle with a little bit of lightning. And it's not enough rain to get things wet, but it's enough lightning to start little forest fires here and there.
I know that weather.
Yeah. So I mean, what ends up happening? You get a lightning strike in the woods, and it starts a fire. You know, and that's great. So you know, every time you ride home, you know, you're smelling burning fire, burning trees and stuff. It's not a good feeling. So yeah, we're gonna be burning here pretty soon. So watch out. I'll be headed over to London soon, Jin. Get ready. I'm moving in. Prepare yourself.
Right, yeah, I'm ready for you, man. You're welcome to come by here anytime.
You got a house?
By the way, I checked out Tony Danza. It appears he is still alive.
Awesome. So he is not dead. Tony Danza is, you've confirmed with him, he's okay. He's a good friend of the show, you know.
Fake rumor.
All right, well, good. Breaking news here. We'd like to announce, according to our sources here, the BBC is reporting that Tony Danza is very much alive, and we're very happy about that. So good.
Yeah.
It's great news. Tony Danza lives another day. Excellent. Okay, so...
Grim Reaper passes him by.
Mm-hmm. Anything else we could talk about here real quick? I don't know. Any anniversaries? Anybody out there having a birthday? Not that I know of. All right, so we're moving on.
I got a new website for anybody who wants to check it out. I mean, it might be a bit early in the show, but hey.
Hell no.
JinStewart.com if you want to check it out. You ever get bored?
You really got JinStewart.com? That's awesome.
Yes, I did. I got JinStewart.com. KDK gave me the hosting, and I guess I just set it up 10 minutes, and that was it.
Wow. JinStewart.com, hosting provided by KDK, prankcalls.com. KDK as in kill, death, kill. KDKprankcalls.com.
That's awesome. Big time, baby.
Yeah. That's something, man. Awesome. So you're going to have your pranks up there?
Jin's coming right along.
What you got going on over there?
My pranks are already up there. I just need to upload the shows, and then everything will be on.
Good. So you're going to have a blog on there, too? You're going to be sharing any information? Or just putting...
Yeah, it's got a link to my blogger on my Google blogger, and I use that basically to update people who are interested in my pranks.
Awesome, man. Good deal, man. Good on you. That's awesome. We were supposed to be on...
Man.
I was going to announce, but we're having technical difficulties with them. But we were going to be featured for the very first time at TalkShoe.com, TalkShoe, TalkShoe.com. We are scheduled to be on there tonight at this time. They are having technical difficulties, and I have not been able to connect to them. So, for the time being, we're not on there. But later on, hopefully tonight, we will be on live on TalkShoe.com. And that's awesome. Welcome to the family. Hopefully, they'll make it on soon. That's right. The Madhouse Radio Network. We consist of prankcallradio.com, PCR, prankcallradio.com carrying us. What's up? Dr. Lego and the Elk. Congratulations for being with us.
Yo.
Congratulations that I give you the honor of having me. And then, of course, Prank Call Underground Radio, PCURadio.com. And what's up to KDK Ted and all those kids out there. Thank you for being on with us here.
Yeah, bye-bye.
And, of course, none other than MadhouseLive.com.
98.6.
Oh, my.
That's right. The best place to hear their show is at madhouselive.com. Check out our podcast. Check out the live links, the players, the old pranks, the old episodes, all that jazz is over there. Madhouselive.com. Get on it, man. Get on it. Tell your woman to get on top of you and get on it. And that I told you to do
bye-bye.
That's right, Milkman. Very well put. What else can I say here? If you want to get a hold of me, Madhouse Radio. Madhouse Radio? Is that my AOL? Why do I always mess this up, Milkman? Huh? Where's my list? I'm supposed to have my list for me.
There you go.
You see?
That's right. And right. You can do request a prank from the site.
That's right. Request
Just
a prank
go
at the top.
HTTP to our site.
100% free. Prank call. We have 2 prank call requests this week. From the prank call request email bag to get you. Remind me of that, Milkman. Also, if you want to hit us up AOL Instant Messenger, indeed it is. Madhouse Radio is the screen name. Madhouse Radio. Yahoo Messenger, Madhouse Radio Online. Again, Yahoo Messenger users, Madhouse Radio Online. And if you're tuning in to us and you happen to be signed into MSN Messenger, that's going to be Madhouse Live at Hotmail.com. Madhouse Live at Hotmail.com. I have so many messenger names here. I've got old ones and new ones and ones that are secret and all that. So yeah. And if you're an AOL Messenger, also the Mouth 98.6 Live. The Mouth 98.6 Live. That's confusing. Don't worry about that one. Get a hold of us. Regardless, the toll-free line is open.
Hey, if you really want to find out the URL, just listen to our old show, The Mouth episode. It's famous.
Yes, and you'll understand what we're talking about and how silly it was. That was a different time. That's back when Madman was on the show back then, man. Imagine that. Wow. That's
who?
Something. I don't know. And yeah, but if you want to call us toll-free here, anywhere in the United States and Canada, the toll-free line is 888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line here tonight will be 1-888-278-8509. Other than that,
That's right. You got the time. We got the dime.
Hell yeah. Toll-free lines are good, man. Toll-free lines are good. For those of you out there who want to send a prank call request, you can also do so at the email address, worst comes to worst, madhouseradio@gmail.com, or just hit us up in the chat room. If you want to hit us up in the chat room, you have to go to madhouselive.com and follow the instructions there. That's all I'll tell you. We've got a ton of numbers here incoming from Lonesome Loser himself. Lonesome Loser, Storm Shadow, hardest working man. The hardest working man in PC is Lonesome Loser. And boy ever has he sent in numbers. We've got a number in Dublin, Ireland for Michael and Julie McClure. Let's see. We've got a gas station that an Indian guy answered. Well, that's something, huh? We got, look at this. Tough Guy Bowling Lanes. Tough Guy Bowling Lanes in Idaho. We got the Castle Hotel in England. We've got Butt Design LTD in New Zealand. We've never called New Zealand before, man. How about that? That would be a first time. That's awesome. So we're gonna have to call New Zealand Butt Design Limited, I guess. Is that what LTD stands
Kiwis
for?
Kiwis are cool, man.
Kiwis, is that what they call themselves?
Yeah, Limited is LTD.
LTD. What makes a business limited, may I ask? Anything special?
You have to register it. I don't know how it works over there in America.
Limited, of course. Limited liability. They have limited liability. And then an incorporation, it has no liability whatsoever. The people themselves aren't liable, just the corporation itself.
Right.
Yeah, I know that. I know that from economics, man. Come on, don't fuck with me. I know what I'm talking about. I'm about to make a great announcement here that we're almost live on TalkShoe. It's launching right now.
Different than going business as.
DBA, that's right. That's just a one person, right? And if you're business...
Oh, hey, there is a birthday on the list.
A birthday on the list. Hit us up with a birthday.
Yes. All right. Big shout out to my little buddy, the young man, Johnny. Happy birthday, young man.
All right.
He got all A's on his report card.
Who's this? Who's this now?
A Johnny.
A Johnny? Hell, you're talking about?
Yeah.
All right. Whatever. Okay. Look.
Yeah, that's my young buddy.
Look, guys, we gotta move on with prank calls. If people get restless, they'll kick me off the air, and I'll never be invited again.
I'm the K-Ray
May.
All right. You guys ready? Who should I call?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm ready.
Who should I call? Should I call that New Zealand number?
And the hand goes in the hat.
Cool.
Butt Design Limited.
Call the Irish guy.
The Irish guy. Okay. All right. We'll call the McClure family here. Just one moment, folks. We're going to be right back with the first prank call of the night.
Oh, I know an asshole McClure.
There it is.
Let's see if they live up to their name.
Hello? Hello, madam. How are you?
I'm not a madam.
Madam?
I'm not a madam.
You're not a madam?
No.
You're certain of this?
Yes.
I'm looking for Madam Julie. Is she there?
No. It's 3:30 in the morning.
I don't give a shit what time it is. I want to talk to Julie Cakes.
Okay.
Who's this? That's all we get.
Please enter your destination number now.
Oh, that was fun. Boy, oh boy. We're going to call New Zealand where it's 1:30 p.m., is it not? Is that the deal?
Oh, they're really friendly people in New Zealand. You'll love them.
That's sarcasm, or is that for real?
No, that's for real. I know
they're
cool. Really nice
cool,
people
man.
Over there.
Okay.
They're great people, man.
Okay. New Zealand it is. Hang on, folks.
I've got several of the listeners actually on my list from there.
All right, this is Butt Design Limited.
It'd be ironic if they got pissed off.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Butt Design.
Yeah, what's up? Yo,
hi.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah.
What's up, kid? How you doing?
Good.
Yo, who's this?
Pizza?
No, what's your name, kid? Hello?
Please enter your
destination. What the fuck?
Now.
They gotta speak proper English to these people?
What a wanker.
You've reached Butt Design Group.
Butt Design Group.
Gary speaking?
Gary?
Yeah.
Hello, sir. Did you just hang up with my brother?
Pop?
Did you just hang up with my brother, sir?
Probably.
No, why would you do something like that? He's got a lot of money. You never heard of Eddie Garcia?
Nah, I'm going to do the same now for you.
Whatever you said, man. Hey,
enter your destination.
Okay, you know what?
Now.
I'm really upset with these people.
You have 32 minutes, 18 seconds before applicable service fee.
Hello?
Gary.
Yeah.
Eddie Garcia is a goddamn hero to the free world, and that includes you, you New Zealand sir. So listen up. When I put him on the line, you're gonna take his order. Do you understand me?
What's it regarding?
Well, first of all, Eddie Garcia single-handedly saved the free world back in World War II. You understand?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you want? What do you want?
He's trying to get something designed. I don't know. I'm his handler. You understand? All right, I'm putting him on. Are you ready, sir? Are you ready to receive him? Hello?
Yep.
All right. Yo, hello?
Hello?
Yo, what's up? Yo, it's Eddie Garcia. Yo, you know who I am?
Yep.
All right, well, check it out, man. I need to order an ass. Because you guys are...
Your
butt design, right?
Yeah.
I want the biggest black ass you can make me, man. And I wanna wear it, though.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go now, am I?
No, oh, man, give me the black ass, man.
Please enter your destination number now.
All right, we'll leave him alone. We'll leave him alone now. That was stupid.
That was funny, but he hung up.
That was stupid and juvenile.
That was great. Big black ass.
That was stupid and juvenile. I hope you kids enjoyed that. That goes out to the neck. The neck out there. Good for you. As I drink my Diet Sprite and look for my lighter, I guess I should open the toll-free line. I guess it's time. Let people call in. I don't see why not.
You got a big stogie fired up here or not?
I sure do. As a matter of fact, that is what I'm going to light here. So you're going to have to actually take the reins for a little bit here, if you don't mind, and tell people how to call us here toll-free while I enable the toll-free line and light my cigar, sir. Go ahead now.
All right. Okie dokie.
Everybody gonna call in now. 888-278-8509.
That's it.
You got the time, or we got the dom.
You can't be afraid to talk. You know, Jin's gonna slowly start replacing you, Milkman, here. And may I say, Jin?
No, I don't think I'd be better than him. You know, when I'm on other people's shows, it seems that I'm alright. But when I'm on my own show, I just can't hack it.
I hear that, man. Your show, though, is great. I look forward to listening to your show. I look forward to listening to it the last 2 weeks.
Man.
No, I really enjoy it, man. It makes my Sunday, I tell you what. I really enjoy it, man. Keep doing what you're doing. It's good stuff. You're getting better.
I will keep doing that. Blah, blah,
blah. Yeah. And it was actually fun. Thank you for having me on last week, man. It was fun to be on the air there. I was a little out of it.
Hey, man, you're more than welcome, you know. If I'm welcome on your show, you can come to mine.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Brotherhood, man. Brotherhood is all it takes.
Right.
All right, man. Ooh, we got a number in Tasmania, Australia. We've got the Stanley Cool Stores storage. I don't get that. Stanley Cool.
Take those Aussie numbers, man. I'll call in.
You want the Aussie numbers? We got We got an unbelievable amount of numbers here. Lonesome Loser's really coming in lately. I appreciate it, man. Very well done.
Yeah, Lonesome Loser.
Great guy.
Yeah.
I'll call in later towards the end of the show, and we can call Australia. That'd be awesome.
That's right. Well, again, the toll-free line is open, 888-278-8509. There's a Pimp Game Entertainment Atlanta. Imagine that. Of all places, that's going to be in Atlanta. I wanted to peg that one. I'm gonna call. I'm gonna be silly here. I'm gonna call
the Natika's number.
No, she got out of the business. She told me not to call her back. Remember that? She said she her. Oh, yeah, yeah, she. That was a while ago. That's who we need to call. We need to call fuck you bitch motherfucker guy, man. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Do we got his number yet?
Yeah.
Let me see if I got that
get
here.
Get him on the line and hook him up. The same time with Sam Mu, Jin's buddy.
Yeah. Hey, hell yeah. Here we go. Here we go. Right in front of me, right here. Here it
that
is.
That would be an ultimate right there.
Hang on, we have a
first call back here. Now I'm going to call the police.
We have a special caller. Hang on. Never mind. We don't have a special caller. The special caller hung up. All right, we're gonna call the Dunkin' Donuts, a.k.a. Sam the Donut Man, featured here heavily on Madhouse Radio. We haven't talked to him in a while. But he is an angry,
cool,
angry Arab gentleman. And I'm going to have to find a song to play for him. Hang on here.
Oh, no.
Got the ass hat minute.
If you arrest me, I will kill you, my friend.
There you go. Hey, we might need you to call back in with that.
I don't know if I can call in with it because I'll be on my landline.
All right.
Oh, shit. You can play me playing as a soundboard, man, to him.
Send me the soundboard.
Or
that's right.
Talk and have... And have him do this.
I'll send you a
file.
Yeah, hold on a second.
We'll be right back.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hello, hey, I have a question.
Do
you have a Krispy Kreme donuts, man?
No.
Why not? Where's the Krispy Kreme donuts, man?
I got a line now. Can I call back 5 minutes?
Are you sure? If you could talk to me 5 minutes?
Yeah, please.
Do you know of Krispy Kreme Donuts?
Yeah, thank you.
Are you interested? All right, 5 minutes, everybody. 5 minutes, we're calling him back. You heard him. He promised me.
All right.
You can call me back in 5 minutes.
He goes, we've never carried the Krispy Kreme Donuts. Really? You never carry Krispy Kreme Donuts there? Jesus. Will announcing here that he cannot make it tonight. Will will not make it tonight, everybody.
Aw, man.
Wah, wah, wah.
All right.
Willie.
Free Willie, everybody.
No.
Free him right up his ass. He wants freedom. Whatever. So we move on. We move on with the show. Any more news to talk about here? Anything else happened in the last 5 minutes?
No. Shit, let me just check Wikipedia. Hold on.
Wikipedia. Probably nothing. Nothing interesting ever happens here in this world. Not in my house. Not in my show. Not in my show. Hang on, everybody. Just one moment here. I'm trying to... What's that?
There's a mining disaster in Russia. Said to be the worst mining incident in a decade. The Pakistani cricket team Oh, sorry, the coach of the Pakistani cricket league, Bob Woolmer, is believed to be murdered.
That's not a real sport, who cares?
And that's pretty much the biggest news today.
Wow, that's it? That's something.
Yeah, that's it.
I've got the breaking news.
Breaking news from Milkman, watch out.
Milkman's got the news.
Yes, are you ready for this?
No.
Nunu fancies a bomb.
Is that it? That's all you had to say. Nunu fancies a bomb.
Nunu fancies a bomb.
Nunu fancies a bomb, whatever that means. Since most of our listeners don't know what the hell you're talking about, but that's fine. Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody knows it knows.
This just in, British people are gay. Oops. Sorry.
I so totally agree.
You're German, actually, so that's okay.
That's the point. I can say anything I like about the British.
Is that my phone ringing? Hang on, folks.
That is your phone.
Welcome to the mouth. Hello.
Is this Chris?
Yeah, speaking. What's going on?
Let me speak with Chris.
Who?
Chris.
Chris?
Who is this?
He's a little busy right now. Who's this?
I must have the wrong number.
No. Chris is here. I'm saying, who's this?
No, I don't want Chris.
Chris who?
I don't want Chris, man.
Well, who do you need?
Who is this?
Oh, you gotta tell me first. You're calling my house. This is my church.
I'm not playing games with you, young man.
Hey, don't play games with me, young sir. Now, I've got this number traced. I know your address and your social security number.
Well, come here, then.
Well, maybe I will.
No, not maybe. You do this. Come right now.
I'll come right now, too. You ready?
Sir.
What's your address?
I thought you had it.
But I don't give it out over the phone. It's not safe. You're a stranger.
All right, now you're just playing games like a stupid cord on the cot.
No, you're being sick. You're being sick. But remember, you're calling my house.
Now you're being cord on the cot, man.
Yeah? I'm being corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob. All right.
Corn on the cob. All right. So how's the English for beginners working for you, sir?
Corn on the cob? What is this?
That's what you said. What are you talking about, corn on the cob? Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob. What the? Corn on the cob.
You stupid immigrant. Get off my phone. I command you to hang up the phone.
Hey, listen right here.
I said, I command you.
Hey, you listen right here, buddy.
Go ahead. You tell me how it's going to be, sir.
No, don't play games with me, man. I've been waiting.
Yeah? Yeah? And that's it?
You think it's something, don't you?
You kind of wasted it.
You think it's a great time, don't you?
It's super.
Are you feeling a little bit nervous now?
I'm feeling a little, you know, a little queasiness, yeah, that's fine. I just ate a bunch of cornstarch.
Well, that is a fun time.
Yeah, cornstarch is fun. Fun, good. All right, brother, man. Well, say hi to all your fans real quick. I got to go.
Not that.
Yes, it is.
That's not what I'm saying, man.
Okay. Well, I got to go still. You're kind of creeping me out, buddy, all right?
Because you're going to hang up first.
Yeah.
Watch.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you very much for calling in, creepy man.
Don't do it.
You have a good night.
Don't do it.
It's done. Milkman, can we get a review on that? Can we do it?
Don't do it.
Nope. All right. Here we go. Rewinding now.
We're rewinding it. Hang on. Okay. All signs point to yes, man. I gotta let you go. You have a good night, though, sir. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
All right.
What the fuck?
You need to shut the fuck up.
I don't know what the hell that guy's problem was. That guy was sick and perverted sounding. Did you hear him? What the hell was his problem, man? He's sick. No. Where is Chris? You know, don't be nervous. You know, I'm not Chris. I'm Carlito. Starts with the C, but it's not the same.
What the fuck was that?
I was saying, is that Dunkin' Donuts guy? It's supposed to be 5 minutes. Let's call him back.
Is it 5 minutes already?
It's been 5 minutes,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. All right, hang on. Give me a second here. I'm trying to fix something else. I got something not working here again. Give me a second. We're gonna call Sam the Donut Man back in a second. Hang on, folks.
Yeah.
East Point smokes some dank. Old National got the stamps. Everybody. You know what I'm saying? Check it. Well, it's the
I drink a letter. Ain't no one better. And when I'm on the microphone, you best know what you're
I just think he's not answering anymore. So that's it from Crazy Fucker. Not Crazy Fucker. Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker. Rather, we have the weirdest names for our celebrities on the show. Crazy Fucker. Yeah. Right. Continuing on, more numbers to call. If you want to call in, the toll free line is now open. Again, the toll free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again. 1-888-278-8509. Any ideas, Milkman? I've got. I don't think I have any more New Zealand numbers here. I got that play. Right. I got that Playboy lounge.
Got hundreds of pictures.
I do got a lot of them. I've got actually. Let me see this here. Tasmania, Australia. I've got Fame Karaoke. I'm going to try to give them a call here in just a moment, folks. Okay. Hang on, Fame Karaoke coming right up on the mount.
You want me to call in?
In a second.
I'm so stupid, I hit the button.
Hi, you've reached Fame Karaoke in Beijing.
We're calling the CM Garden Restaurant. Stick to domestic numbers.
Sounds like the card's running low.
Oh.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Hey.
What?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, lady, how are you? Lady.
What?
I said lady. Are you a woman or are you not? Ma'am.
What address are you?
What address am I?
What?
81A Bathurst Street.
What? What's the 81A Bathurst Street?
That's me.
That's yours?
Yeah. That's what it says here in the paper.
You won the paper?
Yeah, I won the paper. Yes, that's very good. Very good, ma'am.
What's for the paper?
Yeah, what's the number 69?
I don't know. I'm really busy.
I'm trying to make an order, you stupid shit.
You want to order what?
Number 69.
We have a good number 69. I know what I'm talking to you.
Number two. Hello.
Hello.
Can I order a number two?
What's that number two?
Number two, meal number two.
What's the number two? I don't know number two what.
I don't know.
Tell me what's the number two.
General So Chicken, I don't know. You tell me what you have. I want some food. I'm down the street. I want some food. Making an order. What's good there?
You want the food?
Yes. What the hell do you think I want?
Why, your phone number is overseas.
I know. I'm a tourist. I'm American. I have money. American money. You understand?
We closed already.
You know, how do you close already? It's 5 o'clock.
We closed at 2 o'clock.
I thought you just said you're busy.
No, I'm still working. I live here. Something.
You're a liar. Let me talk to your manager.
The manager not here.
Well, who's this?
I'm not lying.
What do you
I'm
do?
I not tell lie. You tell lie.
You stupid woman. Put on your manager.
I don't know.
Put a man on the phone.
No man on the phone.
Are you washing your
you're
hands?
Ready?
Are you washing the Are you washing your hands?
It's the privacy. You know me or something, okay?
You want privacy with me? Me and you in the bathroom?
You're crazy.
You listen to me, you motherfucking bitch. You fucking Asians are not going to get away with it. You understand? I think I told her. She's gone.
You're crazy.
You got to save that. We got to isolate that little bit there.
You're crazy.
You're crazy. Jeez, I think she's crazy.
I like your accent.
God damn it. I just want a number 69. What the hell's the problem with her? Rude bitch. God.
Keep an eye on that card, man.
Is that our last card?
I think it was a $10 card, but I don't know if you're using it or not.
Man.
Same card I sent last week.
That is the same one from last week, homo.
Jonathan, what's up? How you doing?
What's up, Carlito?
I'm not good.
What's wrong?
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to eat dinner and I'm hungry. It sucks.
Just a break and eat you something real quick.
I might. I got a Publix sub next to me. You got a Publix there in your part of Florida?
Oh yeah.
Got the best fried chicken in the South, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the best sub you can get is a Publix sub, man. I don't care where you're from. But that's what I say. There should be a Publix in every state in the union, huh?
Yeah, I like their subs, but I don't like nothing on mine.
Nothing? What do you mean, just meat and cheese?
Yeah, I don't eat no mustard or anything like that.
I get mustard mayo, I get onion, black olive, and salt and pepper, that's it. So I'm pretty plain. I don't like lettuce. I hate tomato. I hate tomatoes. I hate cold or hot. I hate red sauce in my spaghetti. I like all Alfredo sauce. I'd rather have a pizza with a white sauce, you know? White pizza. You know, I'm like that. I don't like that at all. But yeah. So what do you think of the show so far? What do you think about the show so far, man? Did you hear the last prank call?
Yeah, I heard it. That was a good call.
Thank you, man. Thank you. And why didn't you call me when you came down? What happened? Over the weekend?
I got tied up in some things.
Yeah. Who'd you come down with? The old lady?
I'm going to meet her up there.
Oh, she lives down here?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So that's what's going on. You get a little too busy when you're down here, huh?
Yep, I spend my time at Universal or SeaWorld.
Are you going to City Walk or are you just going to the studios?
I go to both.
You go to City Walk? Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, next time you go to Universal, you let me know and we'll meet up there. I'll buy you a drink, all right? I'll get you a pina colada at Latin Quarter. How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds like a deal.
I'll get you a margarita at Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville.
Hey, I'm always up for that.
I'll get you a malt liquor at the Motown Cafe. There we go, man. All right, brother. Well, now's your chance to say hi to all your fans.
I would like to say hello to all my friends and fans and listeners, and I hope you have a swell weekend.
All right, Jonathan. You have a good week, sir. Thank you for checking in, as always. God bless you.
All right.
You know, you two doubt me, but I say you cannot do a show without Jonathan. It's just, you can't do it.
I don't disagree. You always need somebody.
Yeah, I mean, if I couldn't have Jonathan on the show every week, Jonathan is a member of the show, man. You know? Jonathan is a member of this show.
He's a loyal listener.
He's a loyal listener. We got to watch out when we say that, man. Jonathan, he's like, hey, man, when am I joining the show? Like, no, yeah. Yeah, you're joining the... We're working on it. We were telling him for a while that Lego didn't want him to be on the show. That's funny. I got to say this story. Jonathan kept saying, when is he going to be on the show? So we're like, yeah, Lego said no one else is allowed on our show. So Jonathan goes to Lego. Lego has no idea what we're talking about this whole thing. And Jonathan messages Lego, yeah, Carlito says that I need to go through you if I want to be on his show. And Lego's like, yeah, whatever. So then Lego calls me. He's like, yeah, Jonathan's messaging me like all day nonstop about you joining the Madhouse. What's this all about? Like, I don't know. I just told him to talk to you, and he was cracking up. It was real funny. Poor Jonathan. I feel bad. Jonathan's a good guy. Yeah. KDK.
Jonathan loves the Madhouse.
KDK is a big fan of Jonathan, I understand. I'm led to believe. Hang on, folks.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
What's going on?
What's going on? Who's this?
Whoa.
Hey, turn your ear.
Hello.
Hi. All right, what's that? That sounds like that Mr. Microphone shit from back in the 80s. Seriously, how'd you do that? I'm trying to get some shit like that for my show.
It's a VST.
Okay.
Plug-in. You can use it with Cubase or FL Studio or bunch of other software.
Yeah, it's all French. Is that all Mac stuff or something?
No, it's PC stuff, I guess.
All right, cool.
Sounds pretty cool.
Oh, shit, that sounded like a Young Jeezy song there for a second or something like that, or like Busy Bone for a second. So that's how they do it. That's cool. So it's just like a voice modulator
that
you have.
Nice.
You've got that connected to your
to your computer? Is that how it works? And
yeah, that's right. Okay. You kind of choose
it?
The scale you want to play in.
Yeah.
And you just sing, and it does the work for you.
Cool.
It's what Shure uses.
Hell yeah. Are you a long-time listener to the show? Do I know who you are?
No, it's my first time. Someone recommended this show, and first time.
Good
I
deal.
Decided to call.
Good deal. Well, we're trying to do a good job tonight. We're doing okay. What are your thoughts on as a first-time listener?
It's pretty funny, man. I love prank calls.
Well, yeah. We do them live here. You got anybody you want prank called?
I don't know any numbers.
Right now. That's fine. No pressure, but it's always good talking to a new listener, man. Tell all your friends.
Yeah.
We're trying to survive. They keep trying to cancel us every month, man.
No, they can't do that.
Well, they keep trying. This guy, Dr. Lego, he's my nemesis, and he keeps trying to pull the plug on my show. We try everything. We try everything we can, man. So if you can, let your friends know. We don't need any money. We just need people to listen.
All right, man. I'll spread the word.
All right. Go to the website, madhouselive.com.
What's his name?
For sure.
What's your name? Do you want to be known by any name? Do you have a secret name?
The chat room?
I'll keep my name confidential right now.
All right. Well, this is.
But you can call me Musical LSD.
Musical LSD. That's a beautiful statement, man. All right. God bless you, brother.
All right.
Thanks for
man.
Calling in, man.
No problem.
Later.
Yeah.
That's some cool effects he was doing, though. What was that all about, huh? Yeah, he sounded just like, I don't know.
Yeah, that was awesome. I need that.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know. I can't reproduce it. It's just impossible.
I love what you said about Lego. That's crazy.
Yeah, Lego is trying to pull us off the air all the time, man. He's always nefarious, and he's my arch nemesis. But he needs me just like I need him. We need each other. We all need each other, all here as a family, all us, together here, doing what is right. Speaking of which, it is right to take another call. People really love talking to us now, you know? We should never get callers like this.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
Carlito!
Who is this?
This is KP, man. What's up?
What's up? How you doing?
Everything's cool.
Right.
Everything's cool, getting jiggy with it down here in St. Croix.
No.
What's going on with you, man?
You guys are still getting jiggy with it down in St. Croix, huh?
Hell yeah, man. Well, you know, we're like always late with that shit, so we're still getting jiggy with it.
What's the point of being on time, huh? Man, so you're a friend of Milkman's then, eh?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's my boy. Dude.
That's cool. That's my cool. Boy. Did he tell you what to do, or do you tell him what to do?
Nah, he tells me what to do.
Oh, you see, Milkman, this is one of your slaves.
Awesome.
I'm just playing. He's laughing. You can't hear him, but he's laughing, man. He's laughing. So is this the first time you listen to the show? Have you called him? You haven't called him before, have you?
I called him once.
A while ago, right? A few weeks ago?
Yeah, way back. But, I listen to you guys all.
That's good, man. That's good to know. What's going on in the Virgin Islands? How are things?
Everything's cool.
Yeah?
I'm here all in the middle of Plaza Shopping Center. I'm about to go into a bar or something.
Oh, sweet. All right, man. That's cool. What do you want to drink? What do you drink? Beer?
Nah, I drink like rum and shit.
Yeah, that's good. Cruising rum? That's good rum right there.
Oh, you know about the cruising rum?
Oh, yeah, I bought a ton of it, actually, on my cruise out there.
Player, player.
I stayed in St. Thomas for a night, and I actually bought a whole ton of cruising rum.
Right.
Like, for $9 a bottle was something really cheap, and that's what I drank for the rest of the cruise. I got sick as hell. But hey.
You need to drink dark rum, dude. Dark rum.
It has too much sugar. Yeah, I can't. I don't like dark rum. It's got that bite to it. It's just like Captain Morgan. I got real sick on Captain Morgan once, and forget it after that. Yeah, but I'm more of a gin drinker now, to be honest with you. I stopped rum.
No rum?
Yeah. No, I'm Puerto Rican. I just drank so much of it, you know, it's just coming out of my ears. So I stick to gin now. To be honest with you, I don't drink. I'm not even a drinker anymore. Maybe I have one drink a week. Honestly, that's it. One drink a week.
Right. Okay. You're a lightweight, man.
I am. Well, I don't get drunk, but it's good for the heart.
Yeah, that's
you know, you got to keep the insides lubed up with alcohol.
Exactly. All
right, man.
So you guys, who's prank calling tonight?
You want to do a prank call?
Yeah, man, I'm ready.
Hell yeah! Look at that, Milkman bringing in the new talent here.
What do you call them? Gas station or something like that.
A gas station. Let me see if I have one in America here, because we're running out of international minutes here. Milkman, we don't have another phone card in case we run out here. We don't have a backup?
Man, that's the card, right? That's a $10 card, bro. And I didn't know it was so low, man.
Yeah, we're down to a dollar on that, I think.
Right. Drink it fast.
Yeah, those international calls, dude. Drink it fast, milkman. That's right. I've got a Hooters here in America. Hang on, I'm looking for a gas station. I've got a massage place in Alaska. Seriously?
Massage place.
Let's see. Outdoor Creations in Alaska. We got the Blues Bar, a lounge, a casino in California, a liquor store, a general store in Compton. Here we go.
There we go.
An Arab guy answered.
Perfect.
Yeah, there we go. We got a few liquor stores, too. I think we can make something out of this. All right, good.
Perfect.
We got a plan. We got a plan. All right, man. You hang on.
All
right. Everybody else hang on. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up going on, man?
Hmm?
I'm out. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on?
Okay.
I'm trying to set up this party we're having over here, right? And I only need a couple things, but I want to make sure you got it before I come all the way over there and you got what I need, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, what?
Dude, are you listening to me, man? I'm telling you, I'm having a party. And I want to make sure you have everything I need before I go all the way down there, and you ain't got what I need. So I want to run off a couple of things to make sure. Is that straight?
No, what do you want?
All right, man. I want. Okay. You got Johnny Walker Black?
You call the liquor store.
Hello?
You call the liquor store.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get something to drink here, man. And y'all are, like, acting like I'm a fool or something. What's up with that, man?
Mm.
You got Johnny Walker Black?
No.
You got no Johnny Walker?
Yeah, Johnny Walker.
Hello?
Let me see. Johnny Walker.
Johnny Walker. That's the good shit right there, man. You ain't got it.
No.
You ain't got it?
No.
Okay, you got Hypnotic?
Yep.
Okay, you got how much is your Hypnotic?
What size?
The biggest size you got.
$24.99.
Damn, $24. How big is that? What liter?
Yeah.
How many people y'all got working over there?
Five.
Five people? In a liquor store, you need five people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. Bye.
Huh?
What a jackass. I like that idea, though. Hang on, I got another one here.
Okay.
Any second now, we'll be able to dial that. Milkman, I think we're down to like 50 cents on that phone card, man. Not good.
Hey, and you have numbers and we're coming next time.
Yeah, I know.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, what's going on, man?
You're
hello?
Not a man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello? Yes.
My bad. My bad. I'm tripping. How you doing?
No problem. How can I help you?
I'm trying to get a party going, and I want to order a couple things. I want to make sure you got it before I go all the way over there and you ain't got it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you have to call and speak to George in the morning.
But I'm about to set it off like right now. Can I just run off a couple of things?
Yeah, Jerry, can I help you?
Hello?
Yeah, can I help you?
Yeah, I'm having a party, and I'm trying to pop it off, and I just want to make sure you guys got everything I need before I go on over there, and you ain't got it.
You having a party when?
Tonight.
Tonight? Hey, man, yeah, you, I can't tell you what you got on the phone over there. You want to buy something, you have to come in. I can't ask a question over the phone.
No, you don't understand. I got requests. People want Hypnotic. People want Johnny Walker. And if I go down there and you ain't got it, that's a wasted trip. You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay. Well, if I was you, we might not have it all, you know. That's up to you. You want
can
to take a chance and come.
Okay. Can I
right.
like,
okay.
run off a couple things?
Aww.
Damn. These people ain't biting.
They ain't got no love for these people. All right, hang on. I'm taking this one. We're calling them back. How many minutes was that?
28.
Oof.
20.
Jerry.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Good. Hey, do you guys have a Cosmopolitan mix there?
Nope, I don't know what you're talking about.
What kind of mix is you got, you stupid woman? She doesn't. God damn it. I'm going to call and request to speak to Jerry. Hang on. Give me a second. Any minute now. God damn it. I wish there was a way that I could just make it. Want to take the
enter your
here
destination number now.
You have
27 minutes
before applicable service fee.
Jerry.
How dare your wife hang up on me?
Man, what the fuck do you want, man?
How dare you? What the fuck do you want? You people hang up the phone. You don't turn off your cell phones when you go to the movie theater. You talk in the movie theater. You black
people. Yeah, well, you kiss my motherfucking ass.
Yeah, oh, you know what? Oh, man. That's too much. That's too much. That guy's funny.
You gotta
say that lick and isolate it later.
Yeah.
Please enter your destination number now.
Jerry's is a trip. Hang on, I'm gonna call the... What do we got here? The Hooters Las Vegas Casino, if I still have time.
All
right. I don't know. I think I took too long to dial it. All right, man. I'm going to let you go.
All right, man.
Thanks for calling in, man. It's good having you on the air.
All right.
Peace.
Got right back.
What's that cast name again? KC, KJ, JK, JD, JD Armstrong.
Yeah.
So seriously, you don't have another phone card. Seriously, Milkman, is that the deal?
Bro, that was a $10 card, man. I didn't know it went down because of the international.
Yeah,
because
we.
Dollars.
Well, yeah, because last week we did nothing but international calls, man. So.
That's what I mean. It was fucking down. Oh, man, you kind of caught me off guard there. I didn't think it would be gone that quick.
Lonesome Loser says that he has an international card, but he just tested it, and it doesn't seem to block his caller ID. And the card that he usually uses is out of stock. He can't find it. So we've got a problem. We're running out of show. I'm going to take a break then, since it's time for a break anyway. We're an hour in. We're going to take a break here. If you have a phone card you can send us that you know blocks caller ID, let us know. Please try. All right, don't worry. We got plenty. We got 20 minutes worth of prank calls. I'm sure something will work out, folks. We're going to take a break though. It's time to do that. I'm going to go rub one out real quick. You can do the same if you'd like. Again, if you want to reach us here tonight on AOL Instant Messenger, use Madhouse Radio, Yahoo Messenger, Madhouse PCU Radio, and MSN Messenger, Madhouse Live at hotmail.com. And what else? Nothing else? There's nothing else to talk about, I guess. I already gave the toll-free line out earlier. I'm not going to give it out again. So for the time being, I leave you with this. We'll be right back after this. It is now 12:17 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Friday, March 23rd. The weekend is here. Congratulations. We'll be right back after this.
It's too doggone late.
That's right.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah.
For the day I die. I'm a Texas guy, now let's take them high.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
I'm punching them out. All I say is to be boy, man.
And you better not make me find out who you are. You crazy ass something, because I'm going to call the real damn police.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Well, I don't have time for your bullshit.
Fuck you, man.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Oh, yeah? Just come over here. I'm going to show you.
You want to talk to your mom?
Fuck you, bitch. Motherfucker. I'm cold.
Happy
meet you. Oh, man, I'm the best there is, honey. You're going to look at me and go, woo! This is me.
Well, who's me?
Giving you the word of love.
They must have some crazy dogs, as I don't want your crazy dog. Get on gone.
Or do you like the little young black men?
I won't be sad.
You're
going to
cry.
I won't cry.
You're going to cry.
Revolutuck.
Revolutuckshow.blogspot.com. Prank call. Podcast. Internet. For you. For your family. For your future children. It's all right here.
I like my asses fat, not flat.
Fat, not flat. Like my ass is fat, not flat.
Somebody's back, stay back.
and they always like,
what's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
And we're back. Ooh. Hang on. Hang on, everybody. Just a moment. Let me get the music down here properly. And let me get the milkman and the gin unmuted here. Gin, you're unmuted. Milkman, unmuted. I'm sorry about that. I forgot to unmute you. All right, man. Okay. All that talking about gin, I decided to mix myself a drink, man. I got myself a gin and Diet Sprite going on over here.
I don't recommend it, but all right.
Oh, I'm drinking it. I'm drinking it now. Hang on, folks. We got a caller on the line.
Out, man. It's not my own.
I love gin. You don't like gin? Isn't that your name?
I don't drink alcohol.
Oh, God. He doesn't drink alcohol either. He doesn't smoke weed either. Jeez.
House Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Creamy Me. Let's do some pranks.
Hey, man. How you doing, bastard?
Good, man. Ready to fucking fuck some shit up tonight.
I'm going to do a Johnny Squirrel Nuts, please.
Milkman says do a Johnny Squirrel Nuts, please. You understand?
Johnny fucking Squirrel Nuts.
If you're going to do it, it better be funny, man.
I don't know. What are you going to give me, though? Depends on the call.
All right, well, I'm going to read some shit out to you. We got the Faded Rose.
Dynamic.
We've got the Faded Rose. We've got Tough Guy Bowling Lanes. Let's see. We've got the Playboy Billiards. We've got a Hooters. We've got a casino. That's about the half of it.
You have a bar?
A bar. We got a liquor store. We call it the Hustler Casino. I got in Harlem. I've got the Paris Blues Bar. A Latina woman answered there.
Wicked.
Screaming Me will now prank call, and we will all enjoy it. Put your hands together.
Beautiful.
For Screaming Me and the Screaming Me Band, everybody.
No. Hey, how are you? That's good. I was wondering if I could make a reservation.
Excuse me?
May I make a reservation? I have 10 of my buddies that are going to come down, and we're going to have like a little birthday party.
When?
I'm thinking about a week from today, like on a Friday.
Is it Friday?
Yeah, it's going to be a little special, though. Do you have a freezer? Because we have a cake that we need frozen. It's for my buddy.
Hello, sorry. Pardon. Give me 1 minute. I'll put in the right person for they can explain to you.
I'm sorry. My English is pretty bad. I apologize.
Oh, no. Your English is perfect.
Okay.
Give me 1 minute. I'll put in somebody who can talk to you. What language you speak? Well,
okay, hurry up.
Okay.
This is going well.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
That's awesome. I was wondering if I could make a reservation for me and my 10 closest buddies for a week from today, so that would be Friday.
Okay, now, exactly what you need now. You got the right place. This is a bar.
Yes, I would love. I've been in there before.
Say again?
Yes, I've been in there before, and I love your venue. And what we're going to have is we're going to need a freezer because we have a cake. The cake is a little graphic, though. It's a penis, but
yeah,
that's okay.
Right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's okay. We had that here on a few occasions.
You're not going to get all weird. On that,
talking to the right person right now.
Really?
Okay,
would you like to join the party? Because we're looking for, you know.
Okay.
Yeah?
What date you want now?
Well, a week from Friday, and I'm a sir, actually. Ma'am, I apologize for my voice, but I'm a sir.
What's the date?
Well, okay, it's the 22nd of March, 23rd of March now, right?
Yes.
So I'm looking about the 30th.
The 30th of
March. Yeah, it's going to be a Friday.
Let me get a calendar and I'll make a notation right now. Just
Yeah, you do whatever you have to do there, big guy.
Yeah, but I need to get myself, make sure I keep it on my mind, you know.
Absolutely, I appreciate it.
I got a calendar right here. Hold on.
I appreciate it. Shout out to Milkman and Carlito.
And what about Jin, man?
And Lonesome Loser, because he's the man.
Don't forget Jin.
Alrighty.
Okay, I'm looking at the calendar.
Alrighty.
Okay, sweetie. So I'm thinking about the 30th of March. It's going to be a Friday. Right?
That's on a Friday. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, now is there a cost involved? Because I'm going to need to reserve, like, a table for, like, 10. Is there like, a cover? I mean...
There's no cover. Because, what we do it here, the lounge area, I have a lounge area that's divided from the main part of the bar. So it's
okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. It
right.
The lounge area seats 18 people.
You're very good at counting,
so
sir.
That'll be perfect for your party.
Okay, now, what do you have on the menu? Because I'm looking for a little bit of a different, I'm a connoisseur of wines, and I'm a connoisseur of caviar. So, I mean, I've never fertilized eggs in my life, but I've ate a lot of them. So I would like maybe some Dom Perignon for champagne and maybe a good red. But, I mean,
okay, I'm just making a notation here now. Okay.
You make all the notations you need, honey.
Okay, between now and then, you stop in to the bar, right?
Yeah.
Between now and then, you stop in. And
yeah.
The manager's name is Susie.
Susie Q?
S-U-S-I-E, right?
Susie, I love you. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. So you stop in and talk to Sue, and she'll set all this up for you.
Okay, so how many does that hold then? How many does the lounge hold?
The lounge is several 80 people. The whole area 80? Is 80 people.
Okay, now, what kind of patrons do you have there? Because, like, we're a little bit of a different group. We're kind of flamboyant, if you will, you know? I mean, is that acceptable?
Regular people here, matter of fact.
Like, I'm not going to lie to you, straight out, sir, I'm a fag. I'm not even going to lie.
That doesn't bother nobody. You know, we
are you
live
sure?
with old people. In a business, you live with old people.
I've been bashed in the past. You know, I've been called, like, cocksucker and, like,
they some people got a problem with other people. I believe in freedom of whatever anybody want to do. Politics, church, religion, wish, love, whatever anybody do, that's their business. So you come in and talk to Sue. Her name is Sue Kelly.
Fuck politics and church. You sound pretty hot, boy. Are you single?
Like that, everybody to their own. You know,
yeah,
everybody
I will.
To their own. To your own, whatever.
To their own.
That's what I believe in.
You're sounding pretty sexy, though. You took your own, too? Maybe I can get with you that night, you know?
Yeah.
We can hook something up, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I give you a little rim job or a little quickie underneath the seat there, you know?
I'm down with just about everything. So just come on in and talk
to
me.
Maybe get a little discount there on the hang low. You know what I'm talking about?
You know, ain't no problem. Just come on in and talk to Sue.
Yeah, what do you look like?
You get all the facts right down. Right? You know, while you're there, you make sure... Yeah, but we don't charge nobody for coming in because they're bringing their business in, so we don't have to worry about that. Well, just come in and talk to Sue Kelly, okay?
What's your name, sir?
Sam. Yeah, Sam.
What's your name?
Sam.
What's your name, sir? Sam?
Sam.
Sam, you sounded pretty sexy there. What do you look like?
Yeah, that's what they tell me. Oh, they tell me that all
What do you look like? Sam, you're playing hard to get. What do you look like,
good.
Sam?
I look good. Okay, so you come on in now and talk to
like
me.
Like what?
All right. Okay,
how much is it? What do you have on the menu, though, like, for real?
Oh,
I mean, like, you kind of grub?
Come in and talk to Sue and look at the menu.
I'm shopping, though. I'm just calling around to try try to get, like, a good sense of the menu and a good sense of the wine list.
Come in here and look at the place, and let her tell you what we got, and then you go from there, okay?
I'm on a little bit of a time budget, sir.
She'll be here from, she'll be here from 10 till 7.
Do you have a big cock?
Yeah. I got good.
Do you have a big cock? How big is your cock, sir?
I got good everything, okay?
Sir? Right, milky sauce. Milky sauce.
Milky socks. Milky sauce. That's,
How was that?
That's
that at least decent?
Yes, it was. It was very good. A bit long, but it was...
For sure.
No, it was a bit long.
Enter your destination number
now. Hang on.
Another one.
Hang on, brother. Hang on, brother. I'll give you another one. This is coming at you quick, so react.
Love you. I
be
love
a man.
You.
This is Hooters. Okay. We gotta change phone cards. Hang on, okay, brother? Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, do you think?
Thanks for calling Hooters of Anaheim. This is Andy. How can I help you?
Hello, what kind of, how big is your bar?
How big is the bar?
Yeah, I understand you got, you serve alcohol there, right?
Yeah, we just started serving a little bit of hard alcohol.
Okay, what kind of beers you got there?
Do a what?
Well, I'm looking to host a party for about 25 people there. Do you got enough seats or what?
Do you have enough beer?
Do you have enough beer and do you have enough seats to hold 25 people?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you sure? Because, like, I've been to a couple places and they say they can deliver, but, I mean, we're moving tables and shit. There's fucking bar stools on top of people and everything.
When are you looking to come in?
Oh, in about an hour and a half.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Yeah, okay, so what kind of wine list you got there? Because, you got anything under $5? Ma'am?
Hello?
Sir, can you fit 25 people?
Yeah, we can fit 25 people.
Okay, so what do you have on the menu? Because we got, we can bring our own food.
Who is this?
We got lots of whale blubber, and we got lots of seal fat. Sir?
Yeah?
Sir, how's your night?
What? Can you hold for one second?
I'm actually on my cell phone and running out of minutes.
Okay.
So I need to make this kind of quick, so you can hold 25 people. Now, do you have a thing against natives? Because we're pretty hardcore there. We're going to pretty much rock the fucking house.
All right.
No?
Hold one second.
Sir?
She's, got you on hold there, buddy. Very well done, Screaming Me. We are on hold.
Still going.
I would like to announce that we finally made it on TalkShoe.com. I would like to say hello to everybody listening to us for the first time on the Madhouse Radio Network on TalkShoe.com.
Represent.
That's right. There we go. And
hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah.
I think she's not coming back, man. These Hooters girls are finicky. I'm going to let you go. Well, thank you for calling in, Screaming You.
All right, I'm going to call back. You know that.
All right, man, if you could try. Come in. Come in. Hello, report. Okay.
Yes, yes, of course, yes, I'm here.
Is that your name? Report. Jen, when are you going to call in, you crazy, crazy bastard?
Yes, I'm getting to in this moment. Just hold on a second.
Yes, very, one moment. Beautiful. Call in, Jen, man. Do some pranks. Share with us. Be with us here at our Last Supper tonight. What should we hold in memory for?
We're lagging here somewhere.
I know. Yes. We're lagging? You can't hear me? I can hear you. You're coming in just fine, my friend.
All right, let's get... All right, I'm ringing in.
Shut up. Jin's calling in, everybody. JinStewart.com. Is this him already? All right, I don't know. We're about to find out.
For a change, fortune smiles on us. Yonder will make a fine place.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
Jin Stewart.
Stretch, large stretch.
You're coming in as a 972 area code. That's scary. I wonder where that is.
I'm not even spoofing, you know. It's international. I'm on my landline.
Yeah, hang on. I'm going to take a sip of my drink. You say something funny. That'll do it. So you don't like gin? You don't drink at all? Man, what is with you, man?
It's not good for you, man.
Do you pray? Do you go to church every week?
I don't go to church every week. I haven't been to church in a while, but I am a Catholic Christian.
You're Catholic?
Yes.
Hey, me too, brother, man. Were you an altar boy?
No.
Oh, I was. I'm more Catholic than you are.
That's unfortunate. No, that doesn't mean shit. Actually.
I've got more Catholic points.
You know,
Catholic. My mom is really Catholic. I mean, really Catholic.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Catholic too. My father's a Protestant, though. So that's a very
strange family. Hey, don't you guys fight over there, Protestants and Catholics?
No, they're divorced. But I don't know if they thought about it while they were married.
Isn't it Ireland? Don't they, like, blow each other up and stuff? And I heard that they took this baby and they put a bomb in the baby's diaper and it blew up.
You know, that could be true.
Yeah.
But that would probably count for the Muslim group more than the Christian group.
Yeah. So the Protestants and Catholics don't fight anymore in that whole Northern Ireland dumb stuff, the NRA stuff?
Ah, the IRA. You know, I have nothing. I have no idea. I'm not affiliated with them in any way.
Oh, I know you're not.
I don't hear news about it.
It's it's really interesting to get to know you because so far we know you don't do. You have no vices. There's got to be something.
I have no what, sorry?
You have no vices. You don't smoke cigarettes either, I bet.
No, I don't.
You don't smoke cigarettes.
Nope.
No drugs.
Nope.
No. All right. Well, there's got to be something. You into porn?
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. You're a pervert.
Yes, but I like lesbian porn.
You're a dirty pervert, sir.
Yes, yes.
You're dirty.
I'm sorry that I have a dirty pervert, and I'm very unhappy about it.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have a fellow pervert on the line, man. No problem.
Yes, thank you.
Excellent. Super wonderful.
To admit it.
Wunderbar,
yeah.
Oh, man, there was this great German bar down here called Wunderbar. And they had the most awesome German food and German beer.
Yeah?
They closed it down and they opened some stupid Jamaican crap.
Oh.
I mean, these Jamaicans.
I guess that's good for you. I mean, if you're into all the smoking pot and everything.
No. Fuck that. I like drinking beer in public.
Okay,
I don't
let's call them up and let's
Yeah, I know, I know. Do you want to call a casino or do you want to call a Hooters bar?
No, I don't want to call a Hooters. It's boring.
Okay. Do you want to call the Hustler Casino?
What's the other one you've got?
We got the Hustler Casino. We've got a taxidermist. In Alaska.
The taxidermist is a guy who stuffs animals, right?
They stuff dead animals, yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Let's,
Ooh, we got massage in Alaska.
No, I don't want a massage. Let's try, the casino.
The casino. The Hustler Casino. There you go. There you go. I have a question for you from...
I'll quickly because I got no idea what's going on.
There's a listener here with a question. He asks...
Yeah.
He watched German porn in Hungary... And they like licking assholes. Ask you, is that part of the whole German thing, licking assholes? Is that true?
Not as far as I know. I mean, I have never dated a German girl, which is quite ironic. I tend to only date women in the region of Scandinavia. But as far as I know, the whole shit thing is coming from Japan and more in the east.
So you like those blonde girls, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Blue eyes.
I like them short. You know, I like
short.
Them petite.
Yeah, you like them to have, like, a nice structured jaw?
Uh-huh.
That's what I like, too. I like jawline. That's what the first thing I look on a woman is her jawline.
Well, the first thing I look at is petite, you know? She's got to be at least, you know, 3 or 4 inches shorter than me.
Really? You like the whole, I want to be on top, you know, I'm, you know, you look up at me, she's got to look
right.
up. I like that, too.
I don't like the fucking, you know, these fucking giants. It's weird.
Yeah, I've never had a girlfriend or a woman been involved with as tall as me. I don't want that.
Right. It's weird. It's not good. But I know that there are people. But just imagine walking down the street hand in hand with a woman who's twice your size. It's just fucking somebody will think it's your mother, you know.
So wait a minute. How tall are you? Are you 6 foot something?
No, I'm 5'10".
You're 5'10". All right.
Yeah.
And you go with a girl like what, 5'3"?
Well, yeah, a little bit taller. Okay. 5'4", 5'6".
But still, you've got dominance right there. You're showing your dominance right there. Well, that's good, man. That's very good.
I mean, I wouldn't say no.
Yeah, okay. Good. Well, hey, Jin, I'm sorry to put you in the spot. It's very disrespectful of me.
That's okay, man. You know what it's like.
This is how I do. I ask stupid questions, but we all get together and do this. Right. All right, the Hustler Casino. Jin Stewart,
Casino.
The Hustler Casino, yeah. Madhouse Radio, madhouselive.com.
Any requests? You want me to do something American, Aussie?
Milkman, any requests? Milkman. No requests from Milkman. He's being asked.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Milkman, what do you say?
Yeah, man, have him do his drink. Who are you calling?
We're calling a casino.
Have him do the drone.
The drone?
Oh, yeah, right.
Whatever.
Right.
You know what to do, Jen. You know what to do.
I'll do the drone. Just for milk.
All right, hang on. Hang on, folks. Okay.
All right. I'm doing your drone, man, because I like weed.
Thank you for calling Hustler Casino. This is Q. How may I direct your call?
Hi, I need to speak to a manager of some kind.
Regarding?
Regarding the cheating of the game, you know, like, I was playing the game and this guy, he was cheating. I know he was cheating, all right? So you put me through to the manager and I want to discuss it with him, okay?
Well, there's a manager available right now.
Hey, I don't care. You get the manager on the phone. I'm unhappy with the service, and if you don't
okay.
get him, I'm going to walk in and I'm going to get him.
If you were unhappy, why didn't you speak with the manager at that point in time? Why
because I didn't know he was cheating until after. I was too stoned. I was off my mind, you know. I was rocking
okay,
back and forth.
Okay, and are you stoned
like,
now, sir?
No, I'm not stoned. I'm fine, you know. I can count 1, 2, 3 and shit, right? I'm fine, you know. I just want to speak to the manager, and I want to talk to him, like, you know, discuss the cheating, because it's not right.
Okay, well, there's nobody available for that right now.
And hold on. I don't think it's fair how people can cheat and get
away. I don't want to hear the problem, because I don't gamble, and there's no manager available right now. You can probably come in
tomorrow. What do you want me to do? You just want me to sit here and just, you know, I lost money, bitch. I want to speak to the manager. You know,
well,
I'm
let me tell you something.
You're being nasty to me.
This bitch right here... This bitch right here really ain't gonna help you. Because
hey,
I'm being
the
bitch. My first name is Bitch. My middle name is Bitchy. You lost
so
your money.
I'm gonna speak to the manager and I'm gonna say
you're
to
not
him
gonna
that
speak
to
the manager.
Bitchy. I spoke to Bitch Bitchy and she was the bitch.
Okay.
That's what I'm gonna say to the manager. So you put
and
him
I'm
on
that
phone.
Bitch. I'm that bitch. You didn't know that?
So that bitch Bitchy. She was nasty to me on the phone. Now you get him, and I speak to that guy.
There's no one available for you, sir.
Hey, you're lying to me. I know you're lying. All right, I smell it in your fucking breath. I smell the bullshit over here.
You smell it?
All
right. What kind of fragrance I smell like?
Bullshit. That's what you smell like.
Bullshit doesn't have a smell, sir.
Well, how you know that? You stick your head under a cow?
Did you stick your head under a cow?
No, I'm asking you a question, bitch. What
I'm
you
asking
do?
You a question, bitch.
And I asked first, so you know I think you answer first.
That's okay, bitch.
Hey, you got nothing better to do?
You
know,
have
hey,
nothing better to do,
on
but,
the phone.
But call
hey,
me a bitch.
I need to complain. I got to complain. Now you put the manager on the phone. Now, I don't
no.
see how he give you a job. And you just sitting there, you know, talking.
I don't see that you're not. You're a man and you're an adult and you're disrespectful. I'm pretty sure you don't talk to your mother like that.
I'm sorry. Maybe we can go hand in hand down the beach and have some sex, and I'll make up for it.
I don't have sex with people. I don't know.
But hey, in my country we do that. You know, in my state.
I don't have sex with people that I don't know. There's
well,
AIDS out there. There's STDs.
Per se, we could just, you know, do some spanking. I don't know if you're into that.
No, I'm not. Not at all.
All right. Well, what do you
want to
do?
Only thing I like
mean,
to do
I'll
is go shopping and spend your money,
you, baby. I want to make it up to you. I want to make. Maybe we can smoke some pot.
I don't smoke.
All right. So we don't smoke pot. We
I just
don't
want
have
to. I just want your PIN code to your bank account.
All right. My PIN code is 1234.
Okay. You bring me your ATM.
Right.
Well, when you go sober up, then you call back and maybe I'll transfer you to someone.
All right,
otherwise, I'm going to transfer you to security.
Alright, you do that. Transfer me to security, baby.
And all you're gonna do is be banned from the casino, sir.
Alright, just transfer me, alright?
Nope. I will not.
Why not? Why not? You said a minute ago, you said, hey,
because I'm not going to. They don't want to go through this. That's why we're here. To nip all the bullshit at the beginning.
Hey, well, come on. I'm not. I'm just want to make a complaint. You're just being nasty.
There's no complaint to be made.
You're being nasty.
I'm not being nasty at all. You call me a bitch. I'm not being nasty.
Hey, that's after you was getting all nasty with me.
I never got nasty one time.
I'm sorry, okay? I just need to speak to security. You put me through.
There's nobody that you can speak to, because if you thought that you were getting cheated, you should have handled that when you were sitting at the table. There's nothing that they can do now.
He had cards under the table. I know. And I was stoned, but I know he had cards under the table.
You should have dealt with that then, sir.
I was too stoned, baby. That's what I'm saying. I was.
Okay, well, then if you were stoned, then you don't know the truth. So call back later, okay?
All right. Look, can you put me through the security or what?
No, I'm not going to.
You're nasty, you know that? But I love you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Good night.
Peace. All right.
Please enter your destination.
That was great. That was great.
Nothing. I was hoping you'd put me through the security. I could have changed my accent suddenly.
I know.
My name is Marvin.
Marvin. Hey, I got a restaurant called Los Dos Amigos.
Los
Dos Amigos. It's in Compton, California. You ever heard of Compton, California?
I've heard of Compton, yes.
Straight out of Compton?
Right, yes.
Yeah. Do I have that song, Straight Out of Compton? I gotta play that.
Is it an accent?
I don't know. Whatever you want to do, man.
I want to do another Kensington, because I haven't done a Kensington course.
Good, man. Whatever you want to do, man. All right. Hang on, folks. Here we go.
Hey, have him say 777.
He wants you to do the whole 777 thing.
Yes, all right.
Hang on.
The couple went on my turn?
Yes, good evening, madam. How do you do? Madam,
I'm now?
Hello. Yes, can you hear me?
Hey.
You speak English, madam? Yes. Madam, do you speak English? It is a language. That's the way you say. Madam, I need to speak. Head talk.
King Abla.
Do you want my number? Do you want my number? You can pass it on to somebody.
Bueno.
No, madam, listen. Do you speak English? Give me an English number. I want to do the 7th thing. That would be great for these new listeners.
Hang on. I'm going to... Can I call the Karachi Tandoori?
I don't know what that is.
It's a Pakistani restaurant in America.
Please enter your destination number now.
You have...
11 hours, 18 minutes, 41 seconds
before applicable service fee.
All right. This is in Torrance, California.
Allahu Akbar.
Hello, the Karachi restaurant.
Salaam alaikum, my friend. I have my friend here. Hold on.
Yes, good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, yes, good. Hello. Yes, I'm looking for my friend, Mr. Hancock. Is he around?
What do you say?
Mr. Hancock is my friend. Is he around?
Hancock?
Yes, sir. I mean, if he's not, you can take a message for me.
Who?
Oh, Mr. Hancock, my name is Stuart, Jim Stuart.
Okay.
Yes. Now, if you could write down my telephone number, sir. Do you have a pen ready?
Okay.
Yes, my number is 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7
Yes, well, would you read it back to me then, please?
Who are you?
My name is Gene Stewart, sir.
Okay. Why you call here?
I am the Duke of Earl. I am the Duke of Earl. I was looking for my friend Mr. Hancock. Apparently he's not around, so you can take the message for me, and you can tell him Last night was absolutely splendid, wonderful, marvelous. The next time I'll put it up his ass. Okay?
Okay.
Yes, you would tell him that. With my number. Okay. He's gone. Okay, you have a very marvelous day, sir.
Okay.
Allah Hotspot to you, my friend. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yes. You want to hang up or not?
I don't think he was going to hang up for a second there. He was like, okay.
I must have said seven about a dozen times and he didn't do anything. He was like, okay.
He's back.
He sounded like he was burnt.
You got any more?
Hola. Hola, I've got.
Hello, how much better? Okay.
Oh, you got to call down under another?
He's still there. He hung up again. He came back. You see, he's so dumb he can't figure out how to hang up the phone. Stupid. You want to call that taxidermist?
You got requested pranks and down under numbers.
Down under?
I'll do an Aussie this time because I like Australia.
Oh, that's right. We do have a new phone card. Thank you very much, Milkman. Very good. Very good.
Right.
Very good. Okay, we're waiting for the woman to come back.
Service, you know.
Who do you want to call in Australia? I got the Stanley Cool.
No. I want the taxidermist. I'm going to be the Australian. I'm going to be the Aussie.
I understand.
I'm going to tell him some stuff. All right. Can we do it?
Yes, we can. I'm sorry. I'm very slow. But I got it now. The woman is not coming back, so I'm going to have to get her back on. Hang on, folks. We're right back with the next prank call. One moment.
Hello?
G'day, Sheila. Is that the taxidermist?
I'm sorry?
Hello, is that the taxidermist?
Yes, it is.
You guys stuff animals, right?
Yes.
All right, listen, I've got my daughter. She's going crazy, and she wants a koala. She wants to stuff koalas, so... I don't really want to, you know, go and buy one because it's probably going to cost more. So, like, I was just hoping if I could send you a dead koala, maybe you could stuff it.
Here, let me have you talk to my husband. Hold on one minute.
All right. Okay. Floorboards are squeaky.
Oh.
Hello? Hello, sir. Hello.
Hello.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah.
Right. My name is Jim Stewart. I've got a bit of a request. It might seem a bit weird, but I've got a dead koala bear. I'd like to send it to you. I'd like you to stuff it. I'd like you to put it back in the post and send it back to me. Is that all right? See, over here, it's not legal to do that. I'm in Sydney, Australia, and it's illegal over here. So, but I thought perhaps, you know, if I send it to somebody else, maybe they could do it. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I have to check on the rules on that.
Well, I don't really know the laws over there, but I thought, you know, since it's America, you guys, you know, you allow a lot of stuff. I mean, you've got Bush running the country. I sort of figured I could just send you the koala bear and you could just stuff it for me.
Like I said, I'm not sure how the import and output permits are gonna go.
I don't think anybody would care if I sent a dead animal on the post. I mean, I could send it like the next day or something, then you could just, I don't know, fill it up and just send it back. I'll send you a check for $5,000 if you want. I mean, how much do you think it's going to cost?
No, the price ain't the thing. The thing is just a matter if it's legal to do.
Right. Well, I don't, listen, money's not an issue for me, but the problem is over here in Australia, they all love koala bears, but, you know, the problem I've got is that they don't, you know, they don't want to do it, and it's difficult for me because my daughter, she's going crazy, she's all, daddy, daddy, I want the koala bear, get me the koala bear, and I'm a bit, you know, pissed off, to be honest.
I
just want to get it done, over and done with, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd have to check with Fish and Wildlife.
Right. Well, I tell you what, do you want my number? You can write this down and you can give me a call back.
Yeah, like I said, once I check with Fish and Wildlife, make sure it's, you know,
all right, you got a pen, mate?
Yeah, let me just get one here one sec.
All right.
Okay, what's the number?
All right, my number's 77 for Australia, and the rest of it is 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777 777
877. All right? Hello?
No, I didn't quite get that one.
All right. So, 77 for Australia. Sorry, something wrong with my voice here. I'm kind of quibbly. I'm sorry about that. I get the chills sometimes, you know. It just rolls off my back and then I've got a little bit weird. But don't worry about it. I feel much better. Okay, so the number 77 for Australia. Are you there, sir?
Yeah.
Right, and the rest of it is 777-777-777-777, all right?
And how do you hear of us?
Well, actually, sir, I was just looking at your taxidermist on the web, and, you know, I found you, and then I thought maybe I'd give you a bell, you know? And, what do you feel about stuffing an elephant? Do you think you'd stuff an elephant instead of a koala bear if you can't do the koala? Well, how about a gorilla? Maybe like one of those rare gorillas, you know, you find them in the African jungle sometimes? Sir?
Yeah. All right, we won't need to do it anymore. All right.
All right, mate. You're a sick fuck, by the way. All right, stuffing animals is nasty. Okay, wildlife, you know, I'm... Hello? He hung up, didn't he?
He's gone. He's gone, man.
Oh, that was awesome, man.
Yeah, it was. I think he's going to do it, actually. He's all for it, man.
Please enter your information number now.
All right, hang on. Let me get a number here.
Another one?
I'm going to call the Hooters. Hang on.
You have 10 hours, 32 minutes.
I'm going to start off with Jack Masterson
here. For applicable service fee.
But you want me to jump in?
I'll let you know. I don't know. I don't know about this one here. Let's see how it goes.
All right. Well, he's drunk.
Thanks, it's Amber. How
may
I help you?
Hey, it's Amber. Is this Amber?
Hello?
Is this Amber? Hello? Hello?
I can barely hear you, so speak up.
Is this Amber?
Is this Amber?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What's up?
Wait, hold on. I can barely hear you.
You don't remember me? I came in last week.
Wait, what'd you say?
You don't remember me? I came in last week.
Wait, hold on.
Fucking shit. I ran out of lettuce.
Hello?
Hello?
What'd you say?
Oh, you don't remember me? I came in last week.
I have no idea.
I was wondering if I could get you again. Like, I think we had this thing.
She's not going for it. Poor Jack Masterson does not score again. He never gets any gin. It's sad. You know who Jack Masterson is?
I've never heard of
yeah.
Jack.
Australia.
Enter your destination number.
What is it? Oh, you want to call the Red Ass Cafe?
A bar?
A cafe.
Hello, the Red Ass. Yes, speaking.
How dare you say something of that nature to me, sir? I demand to speak with your Prime Minister.
I beg your pardon?
May I speak with your Prime Minister, please?
The Prime Minister speaking, yeah.
You're the Prime Minister in charge?
I am, mate.
And what's the nature of this word ass? Do you know what that means here in America?
I don't.
Well, look, I'm on vacation here and I'm an American. As far as I understand, my rules apply. And I don't appreciate my daughter being told that she needs to go to the red ass. Do you know what that got? What kind of disgusting thing that means where I'm from?
You don't mess with my sister, man.
Well, where you're from need to lighten up a bit, and maybe where you're from, people need to just sort of...
You don't talk to this family like that, you know? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, where you're from, you guys need to learn it. I'm calling back.
I'm upside down now.
You're upside down. 23 minutes, 42 seconds before applicable service fee.
What the hell is that? Was that Barry Gibbs? Try to speak up a bit, Jin.
Hello, the Red Ass just speaking.
You hung up the phone on me and my father. You don't do that, okay?
Only Woody hang up the phone.
Son of a gun. We're going to call a motel in Australia.
We
have 7 hours, 22 minutes, 8 seconds before applicable service fee.
That's funny.
You have
5 hours, nigga.
Well, I was drunk. And then I'll tell you what, you can start.
Good afternoon, Lindy Lush Motel. This is Lee. Hello.
Hello. I'm
hello,
sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I'm so sorry, okay? You just tell her I didn't mean to do it. Okay? I am sorry. I was drunk and I was mad and I am sorry. Okay? You understand me, sir? I am sorry. I didn't mean to do it and I will never do it again. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Right. Sir, I was in the motel yesterday, and I think I gave her a boo-boo. I didn't mean to do it, sir. I'm so sorry. I think she has a boo-boo on her arm. I hit her with the padded bat. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to do it, sir. Please forgive me. You tell her I'm sorry. Okay, you tell her I didn't mean to do it, okay?
Okay, I've told
also,
her. Nice.
Also, sir, I drew a picture on the wall. I drew a picture of a penis on the wall, and I'm sorry, okay? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do it, sir.
Okay.
I didn't mean to do it. I just...
We're on hold now.
Oh,
all right,
what is
I don't know.
Sounds like you're playing some Nintendo.
I guess. Or we'll wait about. We'll wait 10 seconds here. 10 madhouse seconds.
Alright.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Alright, the next number will be. Okay, I thought you picked up. We're going to call the Gurney Lodge. Ooh, look, hey, well, here we go. Stanley Cool Stores. This is a storage place.
I don't know what that is. What is it?
I don't know. It says Stanley Cool Stores. Stanley Cool Stores. Hang on, let's try that here. Okay, here we are. You take this one, man. I'm on vacation.
Stanley Cool Stores.
Hello there. Can you understand?
Hello.
Yeah. Right, hello.
Yes. Hello.
Oh, you're in Australia. Okay, listen, pal, I've got a wee problem. I was in your store, and I purchased a wee marmalade, okay? And the marmalade was bad. You understand?
I think you got the wrong number.
No, I got the right number. You're a wee store, right?
Pardon?
You're the wee store on the corner. You've got
what was the problem?
There.
What was the problem?
I bought a wee marmalade. A wee marmalade. You know what marmalade is?
Yeah.
Right. And I was going to put it on my haggis, right? But it didn't taste very good. So the marmalade was off. Right. It was bad.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So I want a replacement.
Okay. I think you've got the wrong number.
No, mate. I've got the right number. Okay. Fucking bollocks. You know, I screwed up on the accent, so I'm really sorry about that. But anyway, how are you?
Yeah, good.
You're good, sir. Are you still there? Sir. Sir, stop toying with me. I'm not a puppet. Hello. Sir, my good friend.
My name is Mark.
The bastard was there, the
Please
bastard.
Enter your destination
no, I can. I screwed
now.
Up on the accent because you started talking Australian, and then I started talking Australian with the Scottish, and it
you
didn't
have
work.
7 hours.
All right, I'm going to take this one here. This is the Handorf Old Mill.
Old Mill.
Get some cider.
Handorf Old Mill, good afternoon. This is Sandy.
Hey, what's up, hooker? How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Madam, I was wondering at the mill. How much is it to rent out some spaces there?
For when would you like to come?
As soon as possible. I'm in for the next 3 days.
We're fully booked out tomorrow night. We can accommodate you tonight. A double spa chalet for two people is $120.
Wonderful. That's how much?
$120.
What's that in American?
Absolutely no idea.
Oh, we'll find out. You got a calculator there?
Yes.
All right, get it out. I'll let you know what to do. You ready?
Okay.
The first thing you need to do is press the on button. Let me know when you have that done.
It's on.
Okay. Now I need you to type in 69. All right?
All right.
All right. Now read out to me what's on the screen.
I think you're having a joke with me, are you?
No, I just wanted you to read off to you what's on the screen.
No, I don't think so.
Come on.
Are you making a reservation with us for this evening?
Most definitely with you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
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 Wow.
That was very sick. That's very lowbrow.
Enter your destination number.
Hey, you call and apologize for me, okay?
All right. What was that name?
I think it was.
All circuits are busy.
Oh, I think it was Tony.
Message 100. Please enter.
I'll try one more time.
Destination number now.
One more time.
Here we go.
Honda Fold Mill. Good afternoon. This is Sandy.
Hi there, ma'am. I believe you spoke to my brother a minute ago, and I think he was able to move to you. Hello.
Yes.
I got to apologize for him. He's a little bit slow sometimes, okay?
Fuck!
That's fine. You guys have a great afternoon.
Ma'am,
and
can I ask you, you sound like somebody who's, you know, really nice. Are you really nice?
I am really nice.
My mom, she's from Australia, so I can't really say she's nice, but she's pretty, okay? And I think all Australian women are pretty. So I just wonder, you know, maybe we could get together sometime.
Absolutely not.
I want to smell your panties, man.
Hey, why have you got to do this every time, bro? I've got to, you know, try and get to know the girl.
I got you. Hey, brother. I got your underwear in my hair right now.
Hey, man. Why you got to do this every time? Every time he does this, man. Sandy, I'm sorry, okay? He doesn't mean it. He's just a bit slow, okay? So maybe me and you, we could get together. Sandy? Hello?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so how do you feel about that? Just me and you. We'll forget about my brother.
Smell your panties.
He's on the line, but he's a bit slow. Okay?
Smell your panties.
Ma'am? Ma'am? You won't regret it, I promise. I'm a nice guy.
Do you have periods?
Hey, look. Hey, shut up, man. Before I come down there and kick your ass, okay?
That was so retarded and stupid.
That
was so middle school of me to do.
We were going to drag her into the cave or something. I was thinking of, coming up with some shit about...
Hang on, I'm calling England now. I said pound, bitch.
I'll do the roof game. Oh, my God.
Well, tell you what, we're going to have to redial it, but I've got the Castle Hotel. I got the Fortress Travelodge or the Mr. Bumble.
Mr. Bumble in the UK.
In the UK, Mr. Bumble.
Right.
What's that about? What's Bumble mean? Does that mean like a bum?
I have no idea, but as long as we're calling something.
Ask him if he fancies a bumble.
Yeah, I will get to that. Right.
We'll get to that at some point. Hang on, everybody. The next prank call is coming right up. All right, so no Mr. Bumble, but I got the Castle Hotel.
All right.
Good morning, McDonald Castle Hotel Windsor. How may I help you?
Good morning there, sir. I was wondering if you could give me a room with a view.
For when, sir?
For immediately, if that's possible, sir. This afternoon.
Unfortunately, we're fully booked last night, sir.
Well, how about tomorrow then, sir? I need a room with a view, of beautiful women, if you can do that, sir.
Okay. Let me just find out whether we got any available.
Any beautiful women or any rooms, sir?
Well, we've got no beautiful women.
No beautiful women, especially not in this country, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you see, I have a bit of a problem because I need to stay in some sort of room because I have my camera with me and I will need to be taking pictures of some sort of women. If you can give me something that's remotely connected to a woman, that would be fantastic. Perhaps if I sat on the roof of the hotel this evening, I could take some pictures.
Unfortunately, I don't have any front-facing rooms available the weekend.
Well, could I sit on the roof then, sir? I could camp on the roof.
No, you can't sit on the roof, unfortunately.
Why can I not sit on the roof, sir?
Because it would be very unsafe.
Well, of course it's going to be unsafe, are you silly, sir? I have my static equipment. I could just simply strap myself to the roof, and I could take my camera with me, and I could, you know, take pictures of the women walking around below. It has a multi-zoom function, sir. I have 600 times zoom.
I don't think that'd be very, very wise, sir.
Why not, sir?
Well, because it's very... You might actually get arrested for doing stuff like that.
I don't think so, sir. I've done it many times before. I've not been arrested so far. I mean, especially with the politics of today, sir, you know, I'm not going to get arrested. They always arrest the wrong people anyway. You know, you hear about the shooting of the wrong guy and, you know, they think he's a terrorist and all that sort of stuff. I don't think they'll catch me, sir, to be honest with you. And I would love to sit on your roof and take pictures of the women below. Hello? Sir? Hello? Hello, sir. Please talk to me, sir. Sir, please talk to me. Sir, I can hear you breathing. Sir?
I think we lost the patient.
I think we lost it too, but that could have been good.
All right, we're going to go back to the computer. I got into the show. It's time.
All right, buddy. I'll
all right, buddy. Thanks for coming in.
Bye.
Hey, yeah.
All right, Jen Stewart. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jen
Thank
Stewart.
You.
And again, that's JenStewart.com.
What, man?
Right. Is it
freaking air?
Right, JenStewart.com.
.com. All right, folks, we're out of here. No more calls. Milkman, shut the phones off, please.
Yeah, phone's ringing. You want to get that?
All right. We have a strict rule around here, ladies and gentlemen. Despite how good you are, you can only call in once a show. Once a show. We have to keep the lines open. That's brought down on me.
You call into my show on Sunday.
Yeah. Call in. Yeah, that's right. Jen Stewart will be on Sunday night at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Sunday lunch. 1 p.m. Eastern.
Sunday lunch.
Sunday lunch with
Jen Stewart.
Excellent show. 1 p.m.
My favorite show on PC. So, oh, yeah. Be sure to listen to it.
Right here on PCU. Boop.
Yeah. And I failed to mention, we finally made it on TalkShoe.com for the very first time. I would like to say welcome and thank you.
Yes!
All of you.
Yes! Yeah,
we have a pretty healthy number of... I'll tell you what. For being extremely late, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 listeners on TalkShoe right now. So that's awesome. Great. I expect that listenership to grow. How many is that total for the night? We peaked at 41. That'll be 47 total listeners. Not that good, but we've had worse. You know, we're keeping in there. We're hanging in. We're hanging strong, as strong as possible. And I would like to thank you all for joining us. Like I said, visit us on at madhouselive.com. That's our podcast location, madhouselive.com. And what else can I say, man? We did a great show.
Check out the new revamped madhouselive.com page.
That's right.
All the goodies right on the front, man.
That's
you
right.
Can't miss it, man.
Check out our old episodes.
On the archives, the podcast,
yeah,
the
right.
Live stream. The
Request a Prank, the store. Man, the store's there. Get yourself a Madhouse shirt, Madhouse hat. Make a donation to us.
Get you a Milkman mug.
Milkman mug. That's right. We got to get the Milkman mug going there. Hell yeah. We'll get the Jen Stewart, the Jen Stewart t-shirt. We'll do something for Jen. But there we are. All right, Jen, thanks for being on tonight, Jen. It was great having you on, man.
Hey, man.
Man.
Anytime, you know it.
Yeah. Milkman, thank you for being on also.
Cool, man.
We did a great show tonight, Milkman. Thank you for being on also, man. Couldn't do it without you.
Oh, yeah, man.
And I want to thank your friend. Who was it now that got the phone card? Who was that? Was that the guy who called
Creamy.
In?
Creamy.
Thanks, man.
Creamy.
Appreciate it. You kept us going. Lonesome Loser.
To the rescue.
Lonesome Loser, thank you very much for your submissions and numbers. Everyone in the chat room, everyone who listened in all four networks tonight, we had a great night. And that's it. We'll be here.
Yeah, we had quite a few new listeners, man. Musical LSD.
That's right. That's right.
Brown Beaver.
Brown
Beaver. Quite a few new listeners, man. I'd like to welcome all of you.
That's right.
He's a madhouse.
All right. Driver. All right. We'll catch you all next week, man. That's it. Show's over. Have a good weekend. We'll see y'all
love you, sweet
next Thursday.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Peace, everyone.
Yeah.
It's been 5 minutes.
We love you, Tony Cook.
Shout out to Mike, Michael Allen Neff.
Carlito is my name.
Owes me $5.
On Friday, March 2nd, the government announced its decision on the royalty rates internet radio webcasters must pay the music industry to license the music we play. The problem is the new rates amount to well over 100% of even the most successful webcasters' online radio revenues. This means unless the rates are changed, most or all of your favorite internet radio stations will be bankrupt and the industry will go silent. Let your representatives in Congress know you want them to step in and do something to save internet radio. Visit SaveTheStreams.org today to sign our online petition and learn how to contact your representatives in Congress. Get the facts at SaveTheStreams.org. Thanks.